private player. Why some Jews to play it safe? But check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it player. Why some Jews to play it safe? But check the resume, it's risky business in the A. In the A. In the A. In the A.
All right, welcome to the ATL Pod, the ATL Podcast. I am here with the illustrious, the lovely, the very talented Kelly L. Carter, entertainment freelance journalist. Kelly, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Dion?
I'm doing pretty good.
Why are you laughing? I was just excited by my intro, so.
That was not the volume that we discussed. We were talking
about. But I got so hyped. When I heard how you intro'd me, it just made me smile and want to speak a little louder.
All right. That's great. Well, I'm really glad now that you're here. But we also have a special guest. Miss Lucy is Kelly's cat,
yes.
And she is here as well. But what we're really here to talk about is some of the fantastic new interviews that you've done. Because if anyone out there doesn't know, Kelly is the entertainment reporter extraordinaire. She talks to all the big stars. When the big stars talk, they talk to Kelly. And Kelly, who did you talk to this week? Kind of talk to us about some of the things that you've been doing.
Well, someone that I actually just talked to, which has an interesting kind of Atlanta connection, is Lauren London. She is new on The Game. That's going to premiere on BET later this month, March 26th. And she is the new female lead, and she's replacing Tia Mowry. And the Atlanta connection, of course, is they now shoot that series in Atlanta, even though it still is based in San Diego. You'll still see them shooting at Atlantic Station, which is kind of funny because, you know, folks in Atlanta, when they watch the series, they can clearly point out which parks, right, you know, in Atlanta are being shot at and kind of recognize Atlanta landscape. But the series, of course, is shot in Atlanta. So I talked with her, and she's very excited and doesn't appear to be too nervous about kind of jumping into those big shoes.
Yeah, and I know you spoke with her about a white dress. Is that, are there photos online of this white dress?
There are. BET just released their first promo shots of the cast as it exists now. And so her shots kind of went viral online. She's wearing this, like, super sexy, tight, you know, white dress. And I got to say, Lil Wayne's baby mama is looking pretty good.
Lil Wayne's baby mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good.
She seems like a nice young lady.
She's very nice and very humble. I mean, I think that she's very beautiful. And she's one of those actresses where she doesn't work consistently, but she's someone that people are always interested in knowing about. And so I think that now that she's going to be on this series, it's her first series that she's on regularly that she's starring in. I think it's just going to kind of up the ante with people's interest level in all things Lauren London.
Definitely. And I know you've talked to people with The Game before.
Mm-hmm.
Are there, obviously last season was big, to borrow a phrase, your social media explodes, mm-hmm, basically anytime it's on,
mm-hmm,
TV. What are they putting on for this year? Are they expecting it to be bigger, to match? Are they just hoping to renew? Where is their head? Where are the heads of BET execs at? What are they expecting for this season?
It looks like they're going to really take this new season in a different direction. One of the reasons that they got rid of the Tia Mowry character and ultimately the Pooch Hall character, he is going to be, from what I understand, on the first episode at least, but it's going to be his official goodbye. So they want to make it a little bit younger, a little bit more contemporary. Lauren London is the new girl on the block, and she's a 20-something actress, kind of in the vein of like Keisha Knight Pulliam, like someone who was a big child actress on a show like Cosby Show. And now I guess she's kind of dating or involved with, you know, a new hotshot football player who also is a new guy to the cast. And basically, you know, I think they're going to just try and, like I said, up the ante. You know, one of the guest stars that they've already revealed that's going to be in the new season is Sierra. You know, and I think she's going to have a little love interest thing with the Malik character.
With the Malik character.
Yeah.
Now, is Sierra playing Sierra, or is Sierra playing, like, new sexy game?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure if she's a regular on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but they released the first image of Sierra on The Game, and it looks pretty hot.
Mm.
You know, and it's a good look for Sierra because, you know, of course, Sierra is another Atlanta staple. And she's working on her new project. I won't say long awaited, but, you know, it's definitely it has the potential to be a game changer for Sierra, because her last project, you know, it didn't fare well at all. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a lot of pressure on her to make this, you know, project stand out, get purchased, you know, and kind of capture radio. And so being on a show like The Game at a time when she's just released her first track from that project is going to be an incredible look for her, because everybody watches The Game, and I think that a lot of new eyeballs are going to be tuned in to at least the first couple of shows just to see what dramatic changes and kind of makeover the show is undergoing. And so to have Sierra in that mix, I think it's going to bode kind of well for them.
I do. You know, I actually saw Sierra. She was at Rain a few weeks ago. She was at Future.
Of course.
Her new bro. She looked really happy. Like, for someone with the kind of pressure you said is rising on her, she looked like she was enjoying.
You know, she's looking really good lately. Like, I love the haircut. You know, I love...
She's giving Future that love and affection.
She's giving him that love and affection. And she also is kind of turning it up with the fashion thing. You know, one of my friends kind of made a little biting, kind of snarky joke the other day that he thinks, you know, one of the things wrong with Sierra is that she's trying to be a Kardashian. I'm like, you know, I laughed and I kind of got where he was going with that. But I actually think that, you know, she doesn't want to just be... you know, a girl who gets photographed, you know, a girl who does guest starring roles on her friends' reality shows. Mm-hmm. You know, I think she really does want to, you know, continue with the career. And I think that's important for her. I've interviewed her a number of times, and I know how much being a singer means to her. So I'm happy that she's not going to kind of fall back and play second fiddle to famous friends or to current boyfriends, and pushing a new product, pushing new music seems to be of the utmost importance for her, and I think that's fantastic.
That is. I mean, but the Future track is hot, though.
It is.
Karate chopping. Karate chopping. I'm glad they got that lyric out of there. So we didn't have to be angry about it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm glad it's gone, I can sing along with it in the club without feeling bad about myself.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's start another ATL connection you spoke with, or who has an ATL connection. You spoke with about a big new movie that I know a lot of people are excited about that is in the works. It's a sequel to a very popular movie, The Best Man.
Sure.
Can you tell us about that? Because I know you've gotten some insight. Is that public information yet, or is this still?
Yeah, no, it's definitely out. You know, I feel like I've been talking with you know almost everyone who's coming back for. The Best Man 2 sequel. They're going to actually go into production for that in the next month. They're shooting in Toronto. The entire original cast is coming back, which is fantastic. And it's going to be a good look. You know, what they're going to do is I think they're going to recognize the time that's passed. I mean, at this point, by the time the film comes out, I think it's going to be 14 years have gone by since that wedding. And I don't know.
I'm a little old.
How do I feel? Yes. 14 years ago, the original Best Man came out, and in the sequel, they're all congregating at Morris Chestnut's home. Lance Sullivan is his character's name. And it's going to be like, you know, kind of a Secret Santa kind of theme. And I'm sure that some craziness will ensue, and we're going to understand the paths that have happened in each of the characters' lives in the last 14 years. So I'm pretty stoked to find out what goes on. Best Man 2.
And have any of the characters given you any kind of secret insights, or any of the actors doing you anything that you can share here on the ATL podcast?
You know, I don't think that it's that they're necessarily told to be tight-lipped. I think that they just want to really respect the integrity of the project and the fans' hungerness for the project. So not too many details are seeping out. Other than Morris Chestnut's character, who was this, you know, kind of big deal Ray Lewis-like football player, mm-hmm. or Deion Sanders, you know, kind of like football player, is going to be going through some significant challenges with regards to his career, which is interesting because, of course, we've seen that play out with some of these other marquee NFL players over the years, and I think that's kind of cool. The original film was written and directed by Malcolm D. Lee, cousin of Spike Lee, and he was just in Atlanta. It feels like not that long ago, but I guess it was a couple months ago now, shooting, of course, Scary Movie 5. and which comes out in a few weeks. And then after Scary Movie 5, his next project is The Best Man. So
Scary Movie 5.
Yeah, you couldn't get more night and day difference than that. But I think that, you know, Malcolm's going to turn in some good stuff. I mean, everybody's really excited about the script, so I'm excited about that, too.
Yeah, no, I just have to take a detour real quick and ask about Scary Movie 5. Who's going to be in Scary Movie 5?
I think Terry Crews has a walk-on role of some sort. Lindsay Lohan also is in it, too.
Oh, of course she is.
Yes, yeah, so there was, like, a lot of interesting buzz when the cast was in town. I think there was kind of like a Where's Lindsay, you know, app of sorts. Not really, but, it, you know, you were seeing, like, a lot of people kind of, you know, checking in at which ATL spots various cast members of Scary Movie 5 were hanging out.
That's exciting. Yeah. I'm really excited about Scary Movie 5.
I know you are. I know you are. Something else that I think, you know, people of Atlanta should be excited about. In the next few weeks, the next Tyler Perry film opens. It's Temptation. Shot here in Atlanta, starring Journey Smollett, Lance Gross, Vanessa Williams, and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, a pre-knocked up Kim Kardashian. So I think there'll be a little bit of buzz for that. But also, you know, this film is a little bit of a different look for Tyler. It's a lot more sexy. And, you know, I was talking with Lance Gross the other day. I ran into him at at Disney World, actually. He was down there doing some celebrity mentor work with Steve Harvey's Dreamers Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, he was saying that he doesn't think that the film is going to be off-putting to Tyler's normal, you know, fan base, because it still is going to be a strong message, you know, interwoven between all the sweaty sexiness that, that happens. But, you know, I have to say, whether you're, you know, a fan of Tyler Perry or whether you're someone who, give Tyler Perry projects pushback, the trailer looks very interesting. I mean, I've actually heard people who are not Tyler Perry fans weigh in on how they're actually planning on going out to see this movie. I won't see the final cut until Saturday. You know, I'll be happy to check in with you and let you know my take on that. But I'm pretty excited to see it.
I wrote a column, Tyler Perry's All Right Me.
Okay.
You know, so me and Tyler Perry, we're tied. Actually, I met him way back in 07 when he was still only like, kind of huge before he was all the way blown up like he is now, and he was super nice.
He's a really nice guy. I've interviewed him before, and he's honest, which is something I really appreciate about him. He understands the criticism about his work that's out there, and he addresses it head on. And that's not something that I find too free flowing in Hollywood a lot of times. But I'll talk to him again this weekend. He's having a little small private cocktail reception at his house, you know, this weekend with some of the cast members. So it'll be an interesting place to kind of, you know, get some buzz of what, you know, what the actors are feeling like kind of going into this film opening and understanding that people are looking at this like this is a different look for Tyler Perry.
Yeah, now, is this Tyler Perry's house with like 25 rooms or just the one with 15 rooms?
I'll have to let you know. I'm just personally hoping that it's the rooms or the house with the rooms that has Oprah Winfrey in it.
Right. She's yeah. kind of hanging out.
That would make my day, you know, actually.
That would be interesting. Michelle Oprah's there.
I mean, I feel like they're good friends. I would have never actually thought that would be a reality until a friend of mine that I mentioned to, I was going to do this event this weekend, mentioned, oh my gosh, what if Oprah's there? I'm like,
Oh my gosh.
What if she is there? That would be great.
You should ask her how I can be just like her.
I should ask her how I can be just like
no,
her?
No, for me. Oh. After, you can ask for you first. I see. Then be like, also, Leon would like to know how he can also be just like you.
I actually want to ask Oprah if I can be her assistant. I have no trepidation with handling that
what
title.
What if she said yes?
I would totally take that role.
Okay, just give up the whole entertainment.
I totally would be branding myself as Oprah Winfrey's assistant. I'd be completely fine and comfortable with that.
Right.
Wouldn't affect my personal life at all.
I'm sure it wouldn't. I think that would actually be a pretty good gig.
It would be.
You know what I decided recently is that I realized that I would be, I always thought when I saw somebody and there was someone holding an umbrella for them, a celebrity, that was just completely ostentation for Nicholas. But I realized the other day I would totally be one of those people who had someone holding an umbrella for me if I was just a baller like that. I just be like, no, you're going to hold the umbrella. I'm just going to walk. I mean, walk like it's not raining.
That would probably force me to talk about you and possibly blog about you if you did that, though. So just understand that.
All right. I would expect it, but, like, I have someone holding my umbrella for me.
That's true.
I'd be okay.
That's true. I mean?
And I realized that, too. It's like, you know, you can talk about these people for having someone hold an umbrella for them, but really, they have someone holding an umbrella for them.
True.
Like, they don't have to stick their arm out and carry an umbrella. All right, back onto the subject, though. We're getting close, wrapping it up here to the end. What are some of the hot new things that may not be on people's radar right now that they should be looking out for?
Hot new things in entertainment?
In entertainment, yeah. We're talking about movies, if there are any collaboration projects that you know about. Just what should people be looking out for?
Yeah, sure. I guess a couple of things. You know, if any of your listeners are planning on making a spring trip to New York, Motown the Musical is about to premiere.
That's
going to be huge. You know, I'm from Detroit originally, and so Motown has a special place in my heart. But the truth is, it doesn't matter where in the world you live, Motown has a special place in everybody's heart. It's the music that changed the world. I think it's going to be phenomenal. Barry Gordy, obviously, you know, is behind this and is kind of like has his hands on it, which, you know, means a great deal.
Still doing it
means a great deal. Very excited about that. You know, one of my new favorite rappers is Kendrick Lamar. You know, I'm really enjoying the work that he does. I like that he is pacing himself, but he also, you know, is going to do some interesting collaborations that I know people are buzzing about. So I'm excited to see if he's going to create some music that will soundtrack this summer. You mentioned Future. I'm liking what Future's doing, actually. I mean, it's kind of fun. He made, you know, the MTV Hottest MC list recently, which I know got a lot of flack because, you know, Kanye wasn't number one.
Kanye was not happy.
He was not happy with that.
He was less not pleased than I thought he would be, though. I heard the interview. It was actually a lot more reasonable than
yeah.
I was prepared for it.
I mean, and I kind of felt him on the Big Sean thing because I happen to love Big Sean. But that said, you know, that list is a bunch of hip hop heads. I mean, I know everyone who argues that list sitting around some, you know, it's like, it'd be the equivalent of you playing spades with your friends and arguing over who you think are the best, hottest MCs. And that's, I mean, that's, except these guys have a little bit more, you know, technical background and musical background,
cachet.
But a little more cachet. But, you know, Rob Markman, who covers hip-hop for MTV News, I really respect him, and I think he knows his stuff. So that was kind of a fun list, always a fun list to check out. And other than that, I think, you know, we should just kind of get ready for an interesting summer movie schedule. You know, starting in May, some fun projects are coming, some big blockbusters, some not-so-big blockbusters, and the return of some really nice romantic comedies. So it's going to be a good film season, I think.
All right. Well, people, look at, and how should people look out for you? Because I'm sure all six people that listen to this.
Hi, Mom. No.
Yeah, please send it to your mom.
Exactly.
I'm sure they're all going to want to know, how can they get more Kelly L. Carter in their lives?
Probably a great way is to follow me on Twitter, you know, at Kelly L. Carter. I try and tweet out, you know, most of the big projects that I'm working on. You know, like Ebony Magazine just announced their April cover story, which is Kevin Hart, and I wrote that. So I try and tweet out covers and tweet out stories that I think people might find interesting. So that's probably the best way.
And that's Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y,
the way the Irish intended it to be spelled.
The way the Irish intended.
Even though I'm African-American, yes. I'm Black Irish.
Black Irish, me too. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in, Kelly. Thank you so much for joining us here on the ATL Podcast. And until next time.
Until next time.
Hopefully we'll have the pleasure of having you again.
Sounds fantastic.